Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy, a careers consultant here in DCU Career Service. Today is part of the spotlight on employers attending DCU's virtual careers fair, which takes place on the 15th of October. I'm joined by Kate Keneelan, HR manager with RSM, and Aveen Giblin, who is an audit associate with RSM. So you're both very welcome, folks.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks very much, Siobhan.
I'm going to start off with yourself, Kate. Can you tell us a little bit about RSM? Who are they? What are they about? And most importantly, what do they do?
Great, will do. So Siobhan, RSM are a top 10 accounting and advisory firm here in Ireland. We're actually the eighth largest accounting firm in the country. We have about 110 staff across our different offices. So we're based in Dublin and Birr and Portlaoise. Although at the moment, as we are all working remotely, we have people throughout the country from Donegal to Dingle working for us. So it's a changed environment. So we are, as I said, an accounting and advisory firm. We would be a mid-tier firm. So we would service lots of different clients throughout the country and internationally. Lots of different clients in different industries and services. Our history dates back to as far as 1987. And over the last 30 odd years, we have grown and developed through various different mergers with firms like Baker Tilly O'Hare, PKF Ryan Glennon and John Marks. And then in 2016, we joined the International RSM Network, which means we are part of a really large global network with over 43,000 people and 810 offices in over 120 countries. So we're part of a really large global network, as well as being a strong player in the Irish market.
Brilliant. And I just noticed there that you talked about Portlaoise and Birr. So mm-hmm. You're kind of really kind of a good stronghold there in the Midlands. Has that come about through the mergers?
Yes, it has done, Siobhan. Yeah, we would have taken over a number of firms that are based there and that were strong in that like local market, but they've integrated really well with our Dublin, original Dublin firm, let's say, and we have service lines. While we have separate offices, our units go across those. So we would have people within tax, management, consulting, audit that would have, you know, be based in either Birr, Portlaoise or Dublin. So they're a holistic unit regardless of location. And that means we can service clients throughout the country really, really well.
Oh, that's brilliant. So therefore, if anyone is contemplating a career with RSM, there's that flexibility maybe or potential flexibility to be seconded or transferred to, you know, a more of a regional office if that was
absolutely
your preference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, the graduate roles that you are offering?
Of course. So we are currently recruiting for our 2021 graduate intake, and we would have roles in our audit, tax, management consulting and transaction advisory units. So our graduate programs are 3 or 3.5 years in length. The majority of our graduates would do either ACA or ACCA qualifications during their 3 years with us. And then those in management consulting, usually they wouldn't pursue the ACA or ACCA route, but they would still be on a 3-year training contract and they would do qualifications and things like maybe HR, project management, and we would provide study leave and payment for courses within that unit as well. So regardless of the unit you join, you would be coming out with a professional qualification as well as really strong on-the-job learning as well.
That's interesting because management consulting is something that, you know, a lot of graduates are very, very interested or certainly in the longer term to, you know, maybe go into one core discipline like accountancy, but move over into management consultancy. Are you seeing still a very strong interest in those areas?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a really strong interest in all of our units, whether that be audit, tax, TAS, or management consulting. The management consulting is that bit, I suppose, different in that it's kind of broad and lots of different options within it. But the audit, tax, TAS route is also really popular with people in terms of that kind of structured learning route that you have this particular qualification at the end, along with your work experience. So both kind of avenues are still really popular.
So just for people's knowledge as well, and just to kind of expand it out a little bit more, can you just tell us a little bit about the TAS end of things? Because I think there's a lot of familiarity, maybe not enough, and I know Avian's going to talk us a little bit about the audit role, but just around that TAS area, there mightn't be a lot of knowledge around what does that mean on a day-to-day basis.
So really, within our TAS team, you'd work with a range of organizations and a lot of maybe fast-growing companies and different private equity firms. So it's all about identifying kind of different growth opportunities for those clients and then helping them to build strategies to make sure that they are getting the best from their advisors, which would be RSM, and to help maybe make them, you know, get the most value for their shareholders. So it could be things like acquisitions and mergers, or unfortunately at this particular time, it would be a lot more maybe around the liquidations side of things. So it's quite varied and would be a really interactive client focused unit where you get to meet, learn different companies, learn different industries, and see how best RSM can advise and help those clients.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's just as kind of a phrase maybe that, you know, you would have an awful lot of experience in. So that's great. Thanks very much for that. Just going to bring yourself in there, Aveen. So you're currently an audit associate, I understand. And so can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I understand you completed a business studies degree here in DCU.
Yeah, so I graduated from DCU in 2017 with a Bachelor of Honours in Business Studies. And I suppose through the business degree, there was a wide range of kind of options in terms of, you know, the different areas you could go into. So like for like HR, marketing, finance. For me personally, I kind of knew accounting was probably the route I was going to go. I didn't really have much interest in HR or marketing, so I just didn't feel like, you know, they were careers I wanted to pursue. So I attended my final year of DCU. I attended kind of the careers fair. So DCU had a careers fair, and I went to the Grad Ireland fair in the RDS. And I kind of, then when I was applying for graduate programs, I was mainly focused on kind of finance, accounting graduate programs, and that's what led me then to RSM.
Brilliant. So what stage are you at with your traineeship now at the moment?
So I'm currently in my final year of my graduate program. I recently qualified as a chartered accountant, so I passed my FEs there back in September.
Fantastic. Are you delighted?
Yes, I'm delighted to be kind of on the other end.
Yeah, so did you do your exams then during lockdown, or what way did it work out for you? How did that all go, you know, that whole process? A bit like our own DCU students that to flip overnight to online learning. So you also had to do online working as well as online learning.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, it was a challenge just in terms of kind of, you know, your mental health and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we had support from chartered accountants. So the exams then were online. So I think from March, yeah, it was middle of March, everything was switched online. So, you know, FAEs, the main exam is cases. So you're kind of presenting cases. So we would have had a lot of case days, which we would go in on the weekends, and you'd have a day full of cases, and you'd go through two or three cases a day. So going online to do that was a bit of a challenge, just in terms of it was a new kind of setup, and the learning was different, and, you know, you kind of adapt to that. But thankfully it all worked out and I came out the other end.
Brilliant. I'd say it was great relief all around, you know, because it can be challenging, you know, even in normal circumstances. You know, these are, you know, it's not that easy at the best of times, never mind when it switches on online like that.
Yeah, no, like it was a challenge in terms of just, you know, getting into the mindset that, you know, the exams were happening, you know, they had to be done online. And in actual fact, it was nearly easier in a way to do them online because you were typing as opposed to, you know, normally they'd be in the RDS. So you'd be writing and, you know, you'd be writing until the last minute or second.
Yes.
So because I was so used to typing, say, for work, it kind of was a benefit in that way.
Okay, good.
There was a lot of stress involved as well, just kind of getting into that mentality of, you know, you have to do them, they're going to be online. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of something that I had to just get over and get on with and do it.
Oh, I know. I think there's a lot of getting on with it and getting over it at the moment, isn't it? But like, you know, there's always the room to acknowledge and be aware of the stress involved as well, you know, and be open to it as well and say, you know, this is totally normal to feel you know, that this is hard, you know, it as well, you know, which is also very beneficial for our listeners to realise. So I just want to maybe a little bit more about the day in the life, you know, in normal circumstances, we'll talk about it. Do you go out to client sites? You know, tell us a little bit about a typical day in an audit associate's life.
So, I mean, it can change day to day, depending on, you know, what kind of job I'm working on. So we'd have a lot of small to medium sized companies. So, you know, we factor to a lot of different industries. So I've worked on clients in retail, charities, wind farm companies, financial services companies, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you're from when you're moving from audit to audit, you're not on the same job per se. Mm-hmm. So I might be working on a charity 1 week or for 2 weeks, and then the week after I'd be working on a tech firm. Mm-hmm. So the majority, say in normal circumstances, the majority of our clients would be based in Dublin. So depending on, you know, what the audit entails, most of the time we'd be out in client sites. So I'd say 70% of the time in normal circumstances without COVID, we would be out in client site for maybe a week or 2 weeks, depending on the length of the audit. And then we'd spend time then in the office as well. We do have clients kind of, I've traveled to London there just before COVID. We had a client over in London, so I got to travel over to London for a week to do an audit on my own. And then we've clients in Wexford, Galway, and kind of around different parts of Ireland. It's, you know, the having different, been able to work on different clients, you're learning not every client is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different things that will come up on each client that you'll learn about.
Sure.
Interesting. So you're not doing the same thing over and over again, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So there's through the audit process, there are certain procedures that are the same, but because it's a different client and a different circumstances and a different type of business, I suppose it can present differently, you know. Yeah. Do you find it very, you know, can you just tell me about the, you know, where your curiosity is around, you know, having a look at all these different types of businesses and, you know, seeing the potential of what one company does there and, oh, that company could do it if they did that there. You know, are you seeing that type of thing? Is your goosebumps up, as the saying goes?
I suppose, you'd have different clients who would have a different way of doing business. They'd be in the same kind of industry and they'd kind of do business a certain way. And then you'd look at a client in a similar industry and be like, oh, they're doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You actually kind of get to see how the business works, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So audit, you'd look at like the internal controls of the company and how, you know, their policies and procedures and that type of thing. And you'd look at that and you kind of see how one company does one thing and how another company does another thing. And it's kind of interesting to see kind of how they work.
It's the same but different kind of.
Because I'm in a practice, like I don't get to see on a day-to-day basis if I was in like a company in an industry how they work day-to-day. So it's kind of interesting when you're kind of planning for the audit to see how that company works versus another company in a similar industry or in the same industry.
Do you find yourself picking up little pockets of knowledge all around the different industries and the jargon, you know, because every kind of industry has its own, you know, terminology associated with it, you know, and you'd walk in, they start talking about things and you're kind of going, what are they talking about? You know, but it's just the same thing, but just called or referred to it differently there.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think that's kind of one of the good things about RSM in terms of experience. I've gained an awful lot of experience in terms of working on different clients. So I'm not constantly working on, say, charities or tech firms. I have a wide range of knowledge over different sectors, which I'm hoping will help me as I progress with my career. So in that sense, it's good, you know, having that exposure to different clients in different industries.
Brilliant. Just might bring yourself back in there, Kate. So in fairness to Aveen there, she's after you really kind of giving us the typical day in the life or whatever like that. So, and it's great, really great to get those insights because they really help inform people's directions, you know, even around that kind of, mm-hmm. you know, small, medium, large firm approach, you know, so it just kind of gives us the nuances. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? You know, if you want to apply to RSM, what is the application process? And if you could just maybe tease out the selection procedures as well.
Of course. So at the moment, our graduate program is live and is recruitment is open up until the Sunday, the 18th of October. So application is through our website and is by an application form along with a copy of your CV. So the application form asks a variety of questions. It shouldn't take too long to complete, about 20 minutes. But it is important, I would say, to anyone to make sure that you do it fully and give it the time to make sure you're getting all the information in. So the application form would ask questions around your education history, your work experience, and, you know, a little bit about the individual. So we have a few questions at the end that are more free text answers. And that's a really great way for us to sort of get an idea of an individual, because we don't just hire people that are, you know, based on their qualifications or just based on their work experience. It's the whole person. So we do want to get those kind of that personality coming through in those answers. And then we screen those applications based on, I suppose, all of that. So your results, your work experience and your answers to those kind of questions. We would then have we will be doing virtual interviews, which I think the whole country is.
The whole world is doing them.
The whole world, exactly. So we will be holding interviews via Microsoft Teams, and they will be done by a manager and a director. So that it'll be a two-person interview panel. And then there will be a second round of interviews with a partner or a director. So that's our plan. And again, we will be looking to screen and hold those interviews pretty quickly after our closing date for offers to go out all hopefully before the end of October.
That's a very quick turnaround, Kate.
End of October, start of November, yeah. I should possibly say, to give us a little bit of time. Yeah.
Well, you know, in fairness, it would be fantastic. But in fairness, you know, I think in fairness to everybody at the moment, things have to be very agile. So I think everyone understands the intention is there. And obviously it needs to maybe move out by a few days from time to time based on circumstances we all find ourselves into.
Absolutely.
So the most important thing is that if people are interested is to apply. Can I just work your way back there, if you don't mind? So just for our listeners, because I know they might be saying, oh, wish you would ask a little bit more about that. So, you know, your free text questions. Can you just give me some examples then? Is it why RSM what would be the typical questions you're asking there?
So the questions that we've asked this year are, so we would invest a lot of money in our trainees. So we pay for obviously the training, and we pay for the courses and the exemptions and the study leave. So, and that's part of that employment relationship. You know, you're coming to RSM, you're working with us, we're investing in you. And so one of our questions is, what would you do with that amount of money that, you know, like if we were to invest, let's say over X amount of money in an individual, if you were in that position, how would you invest that money? So that's one of our questions. And the other is in and around how you've, adapted and dealt with adversity. And that's, I suppose, coming back to the COVID and challenges like that. So we've had to adapt. And so we're asking people, can they give us an example of what they have done in a similar, not necessarily COVID, but in a similar situation where you're faced with a challenge, how you've adapted and dealt with that.
So you're really looking for kind of the STAR technique there, the approach to maybe, you know, explaining whatever situation you're in, what the task was, what action and what result.
Your action and your result. Absolutely. That would be a good format to give your answers in. And they give us an idea of the individual and not just the piece of paper or the qualification and the work experience. It's the holistic picture of that person that we're hoping to get through the whole application form.
And I suppose it stops everybody just being too generic and, you know, and it gets people to maybe think a little bit more deeper. What, you know, what does this question mean in relation to me? Go back to the question about the investment. So am I right in thinking now? So what you're really actually saying is, why should we hire you?
Well, the whole application form is
But you're asking a very specific question that if you were the hiring manager, you're looking for the evidence as to why you're a good investment.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I just said I'd push it all out there so our listeners fully get the meaning. Okay. So basically you've asked your applicants to swap chairs.
Yes, put themselves in our shoes and help us show us why we would choose them.
Fantastic. I think it's a really good, it's a hard question, but it's a really good question, if that makes sense, because ultimately all employers are in the situation that they're trying to find the evidence to hire and they need to find that evidence. So if you ask questions on an application form that give you the evidence, That's fantastic, you know, kind of give you the mm-hmm. evidence as to why an applicant should be hired. That's fantastic. Okay. And again, a bit of the STAR technique there probably wouldn't go amiss either, you know, kind of putting it in a format that's highly readable and easily understood, and I suppose puts the applicants in a way that can, I suppose communicate very effectively what their key point is, you know, to yourself.
Exactly that.
That's fantastic. But just regards to, I'm going to bring you back in there, Aveen. Obviously, you came in through a process with RSM a few years ago, and albeit it was different, and even, you know, selection procedures, regardless of COVID, always move on there. They wouldn't necessarily be the exact same. But what would be your top tips for anyone, say, doing an interview now and thinking about applying to RSM? And what, in your experience, was your top tips there for, you know, going through the process?
Honestly, I'd say just be yourself. I'd say, you know, sell yourself in a way as well, but just ultimately be yourself. I think kind of, especially in my interview process, I had my first interview was with a director and a manager, and it was a nice interview in terms of there was conversation flowing. You know, they were interested in, you know, the work experience I'd done, my degree, but also kind of personal details about myself, you know, like what my interests were, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was similar then with my second round interview. I was interviewed by two partners. So in terms of, you know, I wouldn't be nervous. I think that's a thing that a lot of students, especially like say with interviews, exams, there's a lot of nerves, there's a lot of stress. So for whatever, you know, whatever interview you're going for, if it's with RSM, if it's, you know, different in different other companies, just be yourself. Don't be nervous. Something, as my mother always said, what's for you won't pass you. Mm-hmm. So if it's for you, it's not going to pass you. So honestly, I would just say, you know, be yourself, sell yourself. Don't be afraid to, you know, put yourself out there. And, you know, whatever happens will happen.
Brilliant. That's great advice. And it is that kind of great phrase, whatever is for you won't pass you. And there's always a lot of wisdoms in those sayings as well. So that's fantastic. Just coming back over to yourself, Kate, what would you find what would you recommend your top tips now? Because you've really shared a lot of insights there, and that's absolutely fantastic. But if you were to kind of say, you know, from a HR's perspective, you know, you're seeing people applying to the organization at all levels, you know, junior and senior level, and, you know, you've a lot of skills and experience built up yourself over the years. What would be your top tips for anybody applying for any of the graduate roles there?
So I would say in the first instance, yeah, take your time over the application form. Make sure you are, as Aveen said, like selling yourself. So give us all that information. Make it as easy for us to see and understand. So rather than having to dig down through all the information, you know, help us to see you as an applicant and what it is that you would bring to the table. That includes, yes, the education and work experience background, but exactly like Aveen said, the individual and the personality. So tell us about your hobbies, tell us about your interests, because people, it's about fit and it's about working with a person, and that person is the whole person. So their whole background, their education, their personality, all of that is what we would like to see. So make sure to show that to us, and to echo what Aveen said, yeah, to sell yourself, to be yourself. And for those interviews, yes, they'll be virtual, which is a little, you know, which is very different to what we've had before, but it would always, our focus would always be during those interviews to make it as relaxed and as much of a conversation as we possibly can. So that's our, I suppose, priority and our motivation. And so that should help a person show themselves as best they can.
Brilliant. No, that's really fantastic. And just going back to RSM as a company there, Kate, I suppose, where, you know, what would be kind of, I suppose, the core strategy there, the core direction of the company?
In terms of, as a firm, it's about giving our clients the best service that we can. So regardless of what what service we're providing, whether it's within tax or audit, management consulting, TAS, whatever that is. It's to understand our client and deliver that best service. And the way we do that is through our people. So it's really important that we have the right people working together, helping each other, learning, developing and growing within the firm. So our people are our focus. So we put a lot of effort into our graduate program to make sure we're getting those people. But that doesn't stop there. It's about continuing to develop and help our people throughout their career. So for anybody joining and then on up through their professional qualification and then, you know, keeping those people and having them progress through the firm and continue to develop and learn throughout their time with RSM. So it's really about the people focus, helping us to then, you know, we need our people to help us grow and develop the business at a strategic level as well.
And what role is, are you seeing, you know, the role, you know, that the clients are coming to you about, like, you know, the role of technology in their businesses and, you know, what's the growth area, say, on the advisory side of things, you know?
There would be a lot of, you know, I suppose, change projects, you know, in terms of, yes, technology. So we would certainly be looking at those kind of areas, giving advice on those. It is, you know, there's obviously Brexit and, you know, the effects of that within some of our transaction or tax elements as well. And then I suppose at the moment, it's really just, you know, surviving with your remote working and you know, sort of still providing service to clients and helping them in a very changed economic environment. So it's all of those things and then the usual day-to-day business that would have happened all the time anyway.
It's funny, Brexit seems such a small B now when it was a big B there. Yes. A while ago. But you know, it is all about, well, you know, you think you have a big problem until you have a bigger one, you know, isn't that?
Yes,
really,
exactly.
You know,
it's all relative.
It's all relative, but you know, we can't ignore it and it will have a huge impact and or potentially a huge impact and, you know, some of it good maybe, but others, for others, it won't be as easy for a long time. I just want to think about, you know, our listeners, and you've given us tremendous insights. You've given us some hacks and things like that. Where, you know, on your website now, have you any case studies or any news feeds or anything like that that maybe some of the students could log on and maybe get maybe another little look around RSM and find out a little bit more about you?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have some, so on our website, we have a whole graduate recruitment section and we have a number of videos from our current graduates that would have, you know, talked about why they chose RSM. We have some career blogs from other graduates at different stages in their careers, so second and third years. So that's all on our website. We have our brochure, our application form, everything is there as to what life at RSM is like and then the application process and everything like that.
Brilliant, brilliant. Listen, thank you both so much for participating in today's show. I think we've got underneath a little bit more RSM and especially, I suppose, what they bring to their clients. And then, you know, also then students can maybe identify how they would be able to contribute to RSM's strategy and mission there. So because it's a particular type of service that you're offering there, and it's important then students will be able to tap into that and see what the fit and the values are for them. So thank you both so much for that. Obviously we really welcome back Aveen as a, you know, DCU alumnus, and thank you so much because I think you appreciate it's only a few years since you were sitting in that chair too. And the dilemmas of, you know, you have that insights about, but what you didn't know then, you know, and what they all also know and don't know at this stage of their lives. So thank you both so much for that.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us, Siobhan. It was a pleasure.